Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. You guys don't, for the most part, you don't need to yell stuff out. Every once in a while, it's important to yell out. Like on yesterday's show, it was really important when a guy yelled out, "Scrooged." My name is Doug, and I love movies. coming to you once again from the Gramercy Theater in New York City. It's September 9th, 2 Oceans 13. Let me see them name tags, New York. There's a Mr. T. And he pities the fool who doesn't pick Ed. There's somebody shooting ping pong balls into the air. It's a dude, so it's not coming out of his vagina. Oh, there's an animal puppet. And Life of Brian. Is your name Brian or Life? Garth Vader beach towel. I like that. There's Paul with the Spuds McKenzie. Always, always, always. That's awesome. What's that little weirdo? Who's that? Is that? Oh, that's Wally. Okay. But it's like a plush toy of Wally. So it's freaking me out. Wally's metal robot, right? And there's even some in the balcony, so good luck with that. And thanks for bringing those name tags. Oh, there's Gary over there with a bunch of different famous Garys. One of the squares should be just a picture of Gary, Indiana on a map. Who's going to come to Yonkers tomorrow night? Nice. That's about as many as I expected. I don't blame you, but I wrote down here, you'd be bonkers if you aren't in Yonkers tomorrow night for the Benson movie interruption at the Alamo Draft House in beautiful, I haven't seen it yet, Yonkers. Yeah, come pack the house for a viewing of Cabin Fever on the 10th anniversary of its release. And I hope Eli Roth doesn't show up with a bat. After three fun-filled days of fun here in New York City, I'll be going to St. Louis, where you can see me in two different shows on Saturday, and then at the Firebird, and then Sunday I'll be doing a stand-up at the Turner Hall Ballroom. Which one is it, a hall or a ballroom? In Make Up Your Minds, Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee. DougLovesMovies.com for deets and dates and links. And speaking of fun things to do in New York City, I am going to do a podcast here while I'm in town that I'm very excited to do. And I want you to meet the two gentlemen behind it for a little brief chat here at the start of the show. Please welcome to tell us about the podcast, Alex Robinson and Pete Bonavita. Alex Robinson and Pete Bonavita. Come on out, fellas. Take any seats you want. There you go, Alex.
Hello.
You're Alex?
That's me.
I can't believe I got it right. I should have just stuck the landing on that. Just pretended I knew what I was doing. Alex Robinson, Pete, and I pronounced it right, Bonavita?
That's exactly right.
Okay, beautiful. And tell us what your podcast is called.
Well, it's called the Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.
And why is it called that?
Because every day we take 1 minute of the movie Star Wars, the original Star Wars, and we spend about 15 minutes discussing each individual minute.
Yeah. Not necessarily something that I would listen to every day. But the idea of participating in it makes me very excited, because I think we might even go into like 16 minutes. If you pick the right minute. Do you know, can you guesstimate about what section of the film the minute will be in when I do one?
I think you've got Death Star minutes.
Yeah, I think you get the, does he get the Darth Vader Obi-Wan Kenobi lightsaber fight? Spoiler, they have a lightsaber fight in the movie.
Oh, that's a good, a fun fight. I mean, it's ultimately tragic.
Yeah. It's actually good, because every week when we tell someone, they're like, what minutes do we get? And every minute has cool stuff in it. That's the beauty of Star Wars. So there's
nobody's ever come back and said, I hated those minutes. Those were terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
But is there ever a stretch of the movie where like it's maybe 2-3 minutes where it's sort of in one setting and not much happens, or do they really get to a new thing every minute?
I think the slowest were probably the first week that we did the opening crawl. 20th Century
Which is
Fox
what,
logo.
3.5 minutes?
So the whole first week was pretty slow like that.
Yeah. So, Star Wars, huh?
But you could really go to town on the opening crawl in, like, Phantom Menace.
Yeah, we don't know if we're going to do the prequels or not. We might have to.
The galaxy was being charged too much for stamps. So a toad-faced man with a weird tongue who really loves stamps and licking them.
Yeah.
Sounds better than the actual one.
He went to a local cantina where he joined a band. So this thing sounds amazing to me. Do you have a favorite minute that you've done so far? Just the 1 minute in the movie that really stands out as an amazing minute of cinema?
I'm looking forward to later on, the trench attack, particularly Y-Wings for some reason. The ones that don't destroy the Death Star, the guys who screw it up first, so then Luke Skywalker can come in and
clean up their mess,
yeah.
It'd be pretty funny if it just times out so that, like, right before the Death Star explodes, that minute is over. It'd be like an amazing cliffhanger. Oh, man, I can't wait till tomorrow. Because this is also your first time seeing it, correct?
Yeah. We have no idea what's going to happen.
I think that should maybe be your next project, watch a movie for the first time, 1 minute at a time. Just speculate every day. Here's where I think this is going to go. And do you guys, you're movie buffs in general? Like, you see lots of movies? Or are you more like just Star Wars guys?
Mostly Star Wars, but, we do see a lot of other
You've seen a few other movies.
Yeah. And you have, like, this summer, is there a, can you recommend, can the Star Wars Minute guys recommend a summer movie?
Oh, boy. I just saw The World's End. That was pretty good.
World's End is great, yeah. I love it. What about you?
Oh, boy, I don't know if I've seen any. I think Star Trek was the last movie I saw. I only see movies with Star in the time. I was like, wait, it was the wrong one.
So at least you have Star 80 to jerk off to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Write that down.
I mean, for like parts of it. Probably none of it. It's all too tragic to jerk off to, really.
The box cover. The box cover is fun. It's good.
What?
I'm saying the box cover. The DVD cover. It's like, that's... Anyway, it's a fun podcast.
15 minutes a day of that, you guys.
Gold.
That's why we don't talk about Star 80. That's why we talk about Star Wars, something we know much better.
Yeah. Just go deep into Star Wars. Do you know like all the actors' names and that kind of stuff, or are you just more fans of the just watching the movie over and over again in a daze?
Oh, we know. I'd say we know a lot of behind the scenes stuff, but there's still a lot of stuff we don't. I was shocked the other day when Pete dropped the bombshell that Harry Shearer does some voiceover work in Star Wars.
What?
It's true. It blew my mind.
That's what Alex said.
That's exactly what I said.
What does he do?
He does a couple of voices. He's like an Imperial officer at one point, and then later he's a Y-Wing pilot.
When the Millennium Falcon is in the Death Star and the guy tells Darth Vader, oh, there's no one on board, we don't know who that is, that's Harry Shearer doing that voice.
And then once you hear it, then it's like, yeah, oh, yeah, that is Harry Shearer.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's true.
That's what I'm going to say. And so when A New Hope is finished, then do you do them all, and do you dare go six deep?
We haven't gotten that far. We've talked about doing Empire. Obviously, we have no problem doing Empire. And then Jedi, we'll probably do. It might be a little slog, but we'll probably end up doing Jedi after that.
That 1 minute where an Ewok dies is going to be sweet.
Oh, yeah. We'll have you back on for that one.
I would love to be on that one. Just 15 minutes of laughing.
We can just record that now, and we'll dub it in later.
Well, thank you very much, guys. The Star Wars Minute, guys. Check out that podcast. I'll be on it soon. Couple professionals right there. Put their mics back right where they got them. I got lots of stuff in lots of bags here. It's pretty intense. Let me just give you a quick idea of what's going on. There's some barbecue sauce. From a place that we'll name drop later. There is a dildo. I'm not even going to say what brand name, because I'm not like fishing for a sponsor. We got a gift card for iTunes, Doug Benson's latest opus on the CD, the Gateway Doug. And then, speaking of World's End earlier, this is one of those cool things I got the night of the premiere, is a little thing you put in your mouth, and you can make that blue light that comes out of the aliens' mouths in the movie. You can do it yourself, and then, I don't know, suck a dick or something. And... It's very alluring. And then, and a guy gave me a cool T-shirt. I want to get the name of the company right. It's fuzzyballsapparel.com, but it's a cool, like, dinosaur, but he has a funny hat on. Yeah, it doesn't play very well on a podcast. But also, another bag of stuff. Let's get into the prizes more when I get my guests out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Josh Pice, Megan Neuringer, Seth Herzog, and Kevin Pollack.
Thank you. For those of you at home, Kevin is taking a very deep stage bow as if he just finished, like, a Hamlet.
Ed, James Earl Jones took the most ridiculous bow on Broadway I've ever seen in my life, arguably after the greatest performance I've ever seen in Fences. But he literally did this.
That's because he has a bad back. He can't bow.
Again, it was the greatest performance I've ever seen. And the most ridiculous. But hi, Doug.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
That's Kevin Pollak, everybody.
Hey. Yeah. Please be seated.
What did you, what was your offering for the prize bag?
Mine?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I just came from Bobby Flay's Bar American in Midtown. And you know, he's got the best steak sauce on the planet. He makes it himself in the back room and sells it for $400. So I brought a $400 bottle of some sweet-ass fucking steak sauce.
I'm steak sauce.
Okay, we'll start with Megan.
Bobby,
how much do you think that this sells for without going over?
If sugar's the first ingredient, it's really not worth more than $3. Come on, inflammation.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I only found out about this incredible show today, and as my better half was quick to point out, surprisingly, I don't travel with several copies of my book, so I had to
surprisingly
improvise. It is shocking.
Well, tell us about your book.
All right. It's called How I Slept My Way to the Middle. There you go.
Josh Pice, everybody.
A precedent has been set. I'd be happy to sign it since Bobby wasn't there and I couldn't get him to sign it. Fuckhead.
But tell us about your book, really.
No.
We meant it.
It really is called How I Slept My Way to the Middle, and it's about starting out in stand-up comedy and getting into movies. I ended up doing a number of them. I don't know the exact number. 73. 6 of them good. And
are there sex stories in the book?
There are. Yeah, if you were cool to me, I champion you in the book, and then if you were a dick, you're also in the book, so...
You name names.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, Rip Torn.
Like Bobby Flay?
Rip Torn out of his fucking mind, and fantastic stories about him. And when I first met Stephen Baldwin on the set of Usual Suspects, he was wearing leather pants. He hadn't arrived on a motorcycle or a horse.
Are these guys you had sex with?
He was just wearing leather pants.
Is it one of those books?
Why else would they be in the book? Yes. Yeah, I took those leather pants off. With these hands.
See, you're probably why Stephen Baldwin found Jesus.
Yes. Thank you. You're welcome. Yes, indeed.
And now, by the way, his teeth are so white. Ugh.
Can I quote Gabriel Byrne and do an impression of him when Stephen Baldwin's book about him and Jesus came out?
Please. It's too convoluted for me to follow, but maybe people will get it.
Well, Stephen Baldwin's book came out called The Unusual Suspect, and Gabriel Byrne called me and said, can you fucking believe this? Have you heard about this book? You know, do you think Jesus is somewhere saying, do I not have a say in any of this? The Irish can get away with that, not the Jewish. As we just found out.
Did you take that call like 4 a.m.?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just finished the paper out, and there's Gabriel Byrne.
You're directing a movie as well?
Correct. Continue. Small Jews for 400. Sorry. You asked a genuine question that I rehearsed with you backstage, and then I shit on you. I'm unbelievably excited and proud. It's a feature film documentary about funny and the making of funny and comedians and writers and performers. And it's called Misery Loves Comedy. And the first question I will ask everyone is, do you have to be miserable to be funny? And we'll explore that as well as every aspect of what it takes to choose a life of entertaining and being funny to strangers. You know, 98% of all children suffer from "Hey, look at me" disease, and then very few of us choose to make a career out of it. And so I'm fascinated by that, and the film will discover what the fuck that means.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it up for neediness.
Neediness, people.
Give it up.
Yeah, Misery Loves Comedy, and interviewing a whole bunch of incredible...
Who do you think, just if you had to guess, who's like the happiest comedian?
Doug Stanhope?
I'm sorry, did I say drunkest?
Actually, Stanhope was really cool, because I want to go on the road with a couple of guys, and I actually experienced that moment of right before they go on stage, all the self-loathing, and then they're on stage, and then right when they get off stage, you continue the tour of self-loathing, and then... And Doug was actually one of the few that have said, yeah, sure, come on the road. But yeah, so who's the most
fucked up? Well, you just observed me backstage before a show.
Yes.
Don't I seem pretty like I've got it together all right?
Completely, yeah. I'd like to withdraw my request for you to be in the film.
Yeah.
Can I weigh in on who is
yes,
the happiest?
That's Megan Neuringer, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
Got to introduce everybody still.
Well, I just,
this is like a really long cold open,
no,
like Raising Arizona.
I would just say that the happiest comedian is probably not a woman comedian.
Why is that?
It's just rough. You know, it's rough.
Yeah.
Just the weight of carrying tits when you walk around, and it's rough. Bloat enough.
Hadn't contemplated the carrying of the tits prior.
That's not a big element in the film?
No, it wasn't.
It'd be a different movie.
It may be a new title.
The lifestyle is so bad, from what I know of it. The lifestyle of a comedian is so ugly. And, it's not, it's not cute.
No.
It's lonely. And,
it's definitely not cute.
It's not cute, and it's lonely.
And not for the faint of heart, or even women, let's just say it. Really, it's...
Yeah.
No,
so
you're
for
right.
For a woman to be a comedian, you have to be especially I got something to say.
Hardened.
You're going to have to take a lot of shit.
Has your soul hardened since you started?
As a woman, my other prime directive is to generalize. So I'm like, I think that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Everyone just agrees, do I really want to have a debate about this?
What I want is to only film people who say, no, I'm the most fucked up. That's really what I'm after, yeah.
Yeah, no, you'll get a lot of good stuff, but I'm just going to be like, everything's good, Kevin.
I know, and it's funny because Jim Gaffigan popping out kids every 4 minutes. We'll talk about his wonderful... the truth is, you got to have the whole spectrum, the contrast, too, of the people who have somehow come through unscathed. That's wildly fascinating to me as well. How the fuck is that possible, Because if you do desperately need the attention, technically there's something wrong. So who's not fucked up, You were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, Seth Herzog, ladies and gentlemen, is also here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Earned it.
No relation to Werner Herzog.
No, not as far as I know.
Okay.
My dad stopped talking to the Herzogs a long time ago, so he might be a cousin. I just say that he is.
And do you feel the same way about texting and driving that Werner feels?
I it's funny. I saw that film and I was like, nah. I was texting while I was watching the movie, to be really honest with you. I did not see it yet, but I hear it's really gruesome.
Since Werner the last time... What? It's gruesome?
I hear it's a really gruesome movie.
I bet you it is. Yeah, now that you mention it. I haven't watched it.
Doug does not like short films, apparently.
Well, I did watch the one where he's the voice of a plastic bag that's floating around.
Oh, that's a really
pretty,
good one.
It's heavy. It's real heavy. That's a lonely life.
Yeah, being a bag.
Being a plastic bag.
A German bag is a very lonely life.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Put 5 liters of milk in me.
And finally, first-time guest, Josh Pice is here, everybody.
Josh Pice.
What's up?
Come on.
What's up?
And he brought posters for his new motion picture, Touchy Feely.
That's right.
But we left him in the back of the room.
No, they're actually over there.
Oh, they are? Okay, good.
I was wondering, maybe I should sign Ellen Page's do her autograph too as part of the giveaway.
Well, yeah, just do it really low on there and just say that it was high up on a shelf when she did it.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
She's the tiniest person I ever met, and she's always standing next to Steve Agee when I see her. And it just looks the silliest, cutest thing you've ever seen. You know, I guess it's good, because if you know, if she might be attacked or something, he could pick her up and throw her quite far.
Yes.
Why would he throw her?
As you a know, weapon.
From the danger?
Not, he wouldn't throw her at them. I meant just, like, away from danger.
As a way to protect her.
I thought.
You know, like off a cliff into
like
an
over
ocean.
The fire.
We all thought human javelin.
Yeah, right?
You're in trouble. I get it.
I think, Josh, you have a very distinctive voice, so I assume people might put together in their heads who you are that are listening to the podcast, you know, based on your voice.
I haven't really talked that much.
Well, that you
in the
do,
podcast until oh, this point.
Yeah, and now, I, we're,
now
we're,
I'm really
we're getting some more of it out there.
Talk
yeah.
a lot more
yeah,
at, while you're talking
yeah,
at the same time.
It's perfect.
Because I'm starting to get warmed up.
They're putting an yeah, image in their head now of what you
oh,
what
I know
you
where
look
you're
like
going.
Based on what you sound like. Right.
Right.
You know.
And, I don't think they will, but they might.
I think they might.
You think they might?
I would if I heard it.
Yeah, you would?
Yeah. I knew who you were when I
when you heard my voice.
When I heard that you had a, that you're in touchy feely and
right.
I can't wait to see it.
Everyone at home can just imagine him going, "I'd like to sell that now." That commercial where he buys
Seth,
the art.
You always bring that up
because it's my favorite thing that you do.
What
You've
about
been a lot of great,
what about
great
touchy
films.
Feely?
Touchy feely is the best movie I've not seen yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask you, Josh, though, of all the
yes, Doug.
All the films you've been in, what's do you have a what's your personal favorite that you're happy that you're in?
I'm honestly thrilled to be part of Touchy Feely.
It really is. That's the best movie you've ever participated in?
It's the best movie I've ever been in.
What's second best?
Well, I know
you're next, mister.
I know what you're
Megan, what's
to.
Your favorite Kevin Pollak movie?
It's so funny.
You had to name one.
Because we were going through his films backstage.
He was telling us, say it.
Because he demanded that we do that. He was like, well, how many of my films do you know, stranger?
Right.
And
he gave us a little cheat sheet.
He made me look him in the eye. And I was sweating, and I was like, oh, now I'm blanking. And then he named them for me. So I would say The Usual Suspects.
I'll be under the bus over here if you need me.
What would you go with for your least favorite?
Yes.
Of all of his films?
Much more interesting.
Oof.
Oof.
Well, he has been in 73.
Oh, Jesus.
I wanted to Google your net worth in front of you, but I left my phone downstairs.
I've got it right here.
But you did remember to bring a prize for tonight, and you
yes.
brought a Bop-It that's suitable for
it's
ages eight and up. If you're eight or older, you can bop it to your heart's content.
It's adult bop it. You can also twist it, and you can turn it.
Oh, and the Star Wars Minute fellas contributed to the prize bag, too. Alex Robinson has a comic called Too Cool to Be Forgotten that he this book is included, and then another one. This is exciting to listen to. Oh, you know what else is in here? The Star Wars Minutes guys brought two Jar Jar figures.
Nice.
And they're bound together in a way where it looks like they are making love to one another. And just having
which
a,
one's
having
in the,
a
which one's behind?
Great time. Yeah, it's really...
Is one female or they're both male?
There's female Gungans, right?
If only 11 million of the 11 million made weren't still available.
This taking forever. It's a book called Tricked, also by Alex Robinson. So that's all going into the prize bag.
What did Seth bring?
That's a great question, Josh.
Oh,
I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah, I forgot because this is going to be such a gold mine for comedy.
Right.
He brought a dildo. He texted me today. He goes, "Will a dildo be a good of a prize?" And I go, "Well, it depends on the occasion."
Proper response.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's still
sure.
in the package.
Really
it has
did.
Not been used.
What color?
It's
an unused dildo.
It's not used. It's wrapped up.
It's
is
wrapped
it flesh
up.
Tone?
No, it's purple.
It's not play.
It's like Prince's dildo.
You sure it's purple?
It's purple. It's deep purple.
It looked darker than purple to me.
I don't know how I ended up on stage at the Gramercy Theater. Okay, I think we're ready to move on to the next part of the show. Yeah, I think we covered it all. I always like to ask people what movies they've seen lately, but I think we're...
Like touchy-feely or something?
Yeah.
What?
Playing here in New York at Cinema Village right now and opening Friday somewhere in Los Angeles. Where's it going to be in Los Angeles? The Landmark?
In Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Find it, Los Angeles. And then it'll just roll out all over the place.
Yeah.
Based on
iTunes,
how
BOD.
It's doing. Yeah. Lots of ways to see these things now. Yeah. And I really liked her last movie.
Your Sister's Sister.
Hey, there's no reason to talk to me like that. yeah, it was really good. And so I'm looking forward to Touchy Feely. Have you done any movies, Seth, since I last saw you?
Since we last talked, mm-hmm. I have not been in any movies. No.
Seth and I
But I had to make sure.
We did a movie together.
We did. Are there any film geeks out there to know what movie Josh and I were in together in 99?
Five, six,
what?
Seven.
Baxter? No,
Baxter?
Before that. That was like 2008.
Hmm.
Safe Men.
Oh.
Safe Men, we were in. If anyone remembers that cult comedy that
Safe
you saw.
Safe Men, just so you can hear it over the
applause. The crazy applause. Yeah. And yeah.
Safe Men.
Is that a Sam Rockwell?
Sam Rockwell movie. Comedy.
You can never figure these people out. Listen to what happens when you mention Steven Spielberg's Hook.
Hook.
Every time. Guaranteed. Then they start chanting Rufio. Every time.
Rufio?
Their love for it is undying.
Oh. He went straight
from
They
are never going to grow up.
No, they won't. Rufio would be such the greatest Halloween costume. Just, you could be from, Gleaming the Cube or Hook.
Yeah, but if you're in L.A., you got to, I would just worry I'd run into the real Rufio because that's what he wears.
He wears that outfit every time. The only way people know who he is.
Yeah. Oh, you look just like Rufio. I am Rufio. I thought when that water hit the ground, I thought somebody did a humorous microphone drop. But the podcast listeners won't hear it. No. Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, we're way behind schedule, so I don't care what movies you've seen lately. And I don't want to, Megan, I don't want to hear your Tide story.
It's over. It was released. It was a commercial.
They don't play that anymore?
No.
She's like, what's your Tide story at the end of it? And I always go, Megan, I've got too many Tide stories to tell. Too many bloodstains I had to get out.
That would be a great Tide story.
Yeah, right? They're always just the cutest stories about baby vomit. I just got a text from Kevin Pollak. He is here and ready to do the show. and that is good news.
So Real Time with Doug Benson wasn't a possible title.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. And
you're doing a great job. You're really killing it. And
this went great, didn't it?
This is going amazing. Yeah. I'm so glad we did this.
Yeah. Remember, the opening part and the bow? Yeah. That was so good.
That was great.
That was really good.
Actually, you guys want to know a bit? I just texted Tevin backstage to give him my number, and he just responded, "Who is this?" That's not a joke. That is real. You really did that.
I didn't think it would get this response when I wrote it.
No, it's a good bit.
So just to get one laugh. But this is great. I'm going to write more to you.
Yeah, that's some solid comedy.
Wow.
I was serious. Did that sound sarcastic?
A little bit.
Well,
a little bit.
You're like a filter.
Yeah, I just I don't
for sincerity.
I don't know how to modulate. That's why I don't act very often because I can't say the lines.
Speaking of which, every time I go to the attraction at Disneyland,
Captain EO,
Captain EO, who which you are allegedly a part of, I look so focusedly hard, if that's a thing, at trying to find you. Where the fuck are you in that thing? You're one of the dancers, technically.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. But they're all wearing such makeup and costumes that right. you can't really... What
it's,
dance do you
everybody's
do?
Jumping around. It's just the celebration, you know, the part where... you know where Angelica Houston turns from an ugly witch into a...
Yes!
Reason,
she not gets that, sucked n- up
not,
into the...
Not as ugly princess. And then... the one peg-legged robot and the little elephant and the flying puffy ball all they all celebrate with Michael Jackson and we all of us that were enslaved by the ugly Angelica Houston and now turn all colorful and happy
yes.
and yeah and we dance about and I the only way I can pick myself out when I'm watching it is because I just how I'm moving because I dance like a complete idiot. And,
look for the horrible dancer.
Yeah, and I'm assuming they cut around my dancing. It was so bad, like they had to really.
Well, what was the audition
not
like?
Not show
for that?
The. Hey, are you available tomorrow? Because I was friends with at the time the guy who was playing the one-legged robot, and.
What happened to that friendship?
And that actor today is...
Seth Herzog.
Captain EO is a dark look into the madness that is humanity. My Werner has a little Bane slipped into it. I always put a little Bane in there. what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm hard to spot, but it's also closing. It's like leaving Disneyland any day now. I believe tomorrow is the last day, in fact.
No way.
Yeah.
Let's all go tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. Is it still at Disney World? Like, it was in Epcot Center, which is weird because it's supposed to be the educational part. I don't know what you learned from Captain EO. It's a big things to not do message.
Don't do meth, maybe.
You think Michael Jackson did meth?
Yeah, yeah. With the chimp. Bubbles was his dealer.
Boy, if that, that wasn't the international sign for chimp.
When I don't people, know, you know, you do this.
People know it means
sailboat.
Yeah, just
he walked around like...
Just scratch your tit when you want to say chimp.
Yeah, yeah. He walked around like it was like a purse, like an accessory.
I believe that was the Elephant Man, if I may.
You wouldn't? Couldn't you just shit in your hand and throw it?
Yeah.
As you know, a symbol for ship? No, don't eat it. What are you?
My chimp eats it.
Don't call her that.
What's your tried story? this is the part of the show where I say, "Let the games begin."
Yeah.
So the first thing we have to do to play the games is pick who you guys are going to play for in the audience. And people brought lots of creative name tags.
Oh, wow.
I hear that.
Wow.
I hear that damn Woot Monkey again. People love to. There's an actual.
Wow. I'm very impressed with all your.
What's
a lot
the name
of that?
A lot of
Curious George. Curious George is here.
Yeah.
Can we pick that?
Lucky Lisa cereal.
I like the people in the back just making a sort of half effort.
Wait, I definitely want the head.
All right, well, you guys do that.
I wanted
we'll
the head.
We'll do this. We'll be right back.
Can we battle off of the head?
And we're back. Hey, yay! Megan.
Hey.
Hey.
Megan, who are you playing for? Show me that thing.
I'm playing
it's
for
Animal.
Olimol.
Olimol. Okay. Makes some sense. Josh, what do you got there?
I got Nicole.
Nicole head.
Nicole okay. head.
I like it.
This is a poster made by Deza? Dej.
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 Yeah, oh. Dej, you asshole.
Sorry, I don't normally... D-Z-H, D-E-Z-H, I'm not normal. Look at that. That's a lot of Garys.
And, yeah, you got the Gary thing. Can you name all those Garys, Kevin?
No.
You can't, really?
I didn't know that you Gary wanted Marshall, to take Gary that Sinise, time from your
Gary Cole show. Gary Oldman, Gary Busey, and Gary Shandling. You could have done that.
Yes, I could have. I thought there was a better way to save some of the show, but all right.
No, it's I got a nice vine I just made of all of that action that I have to finish, otherwise I'll lose it.
Yeah, no, definitely do that.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, are you on feed?
Super important. I'm on what?
Are you on feed?
I don't know what that is.
It's the new vine.
Oh, I thought it was a new drug.
Oh, no. There's a new vine? I can't even do vines right.
What's feed?
That's the good news. You don't have to learn vine anymore.
I don't know. I don't do it.
Yeah.
Boom. Sent, Kevin.
You guys on a cool table? It's like the coolest little internet social media thing. Just pick your coolest friends. You make fun of everyone else, but they don't even know it. But then you like the shit that they hate.
I'm definitely on that.
Yeah.
I like to start off, I like to warm up with a little game that I like to call the new game, a.k.a. Seth Rogen game, a.k.a. IMDb, a.k.a. Last Man Stanton. And let me read the instructions to you. I've picked an actor, and you... gentlemen and lady, we'll start with, since it's his first time on the show, Mr. Pice will begin the action, and then we'll go to Megan, and then Kevin, and then Seth. And in order, you have to name movies that this particular man has been in, and you're out if you can't think of one within a few seconds when it's your turn, or if we get to the, we can't, no one can think of any more, and you're the last person to have named one. And does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And in honor of our guest tonight, one of our guests tonight, Mr. Kevin Pollak, we are going to play the movies of Christopher Walken. I'm going to try to write them down as you guys say them. And
are you really?
Good luck. Starting with Josh, name any movie that Christopher Walken was in.
It's not Apocalypse Now.
No,
The Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter.
Nicely done, fuckhole. Pull that one out of your ass. Deer Hunter. Jesus, come on, man. Go deep.
That train came in right on schedule. Can really count on that one.
Did I do it right when you guys told me to say backstage?
Yeah,
that was perfect. That was perfect. Thank you.
Megan, name a movie with Christopher Walken.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
You don't have to clap.
Speaking of pulling things out of one's ass.
Ow.
How long did he say that watch was in his ass?
Seven long years.
Seven long years.
Hunk of metal.
What do you got, Kevin?
Well, the one most people use to impersonate him would be, wow. And the first time he did that was at close range.
Oh, okay.
Good one.
Bravo. Bravo.
The subtle bow. The James Earl bow. The King of New York.
Oh,
come on. He gets that all day.
You got anything to say on King of New York?
No.
Okay.
Back to Josh and the magical decapitated
Everyone knows
head.
You were stalling with that
Seven
question.
Seven Psychopaths.
Have either of you guys ever been in a movie with Christopher Walken?
No.
I have. Yeah? Scotland, PA.
You could have saved that one.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got so pwned on that one. Oh, man.
Trick the first, the new guy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It didn't happen on purpose.
I just got to relax for a minute. Okay.
Megan?
Night in L.A.? Is that?
What is that? What happens in that?
Like murder.
All right, so Megan's out. Really nice try, though.
Can we?
Because that's not right, right, Kevin?
Why am I the expert
Google
now?
It.
Night in L.A.?
So we got 97 phones. Somebody look it up.
But all we need is a knife. Seriously, does anybody think that's a movie? Yeah, it's not a movie.
Wow.
All right, Kevin.
Catch Me If You Can.
Great.
Two mice fall into a bowl of cream.
Pulp Fiction is what you said?
Yeah.
True Romance.
Nice. Of course.
That great scene.
I'm going to go with Scotland, PA. I was actually in that movie.
You're out, Megan. Kevin. I know she looked at me like she might be able to sneak back in. Kevin.
Damn it. It got back to me too quickly.
I know, right?
I was trying to think of the movie he just did with Alan Arkin and Al Pacino. The three guys, they're old. And
this is very entertaining, but it's also cheating.
Ah, fuck me. I can't remember the name of it.
The guy's done 107 movies, and I can't remember one of them. That's really pathetic, and I have a podcast.
How many have you done?
As you well know, called Talkin' Walkin'. Fuck! Really am went crazy blank, so I think...
It's hard. This game is hard.
Well, it's... Yeah. It's not hard for them. They know right now.
They all have like seven that they're dying
There's
to yell.
700 that they're dying to yell.
When that part of the show comes where I open it up to them for people to tell us ones we missed, it's crazy. There's going to be a lot of yelling in here. Well, I just thought of a good one. Okay, so you're out then?
And the Fat Boy Slim video doesn't count because I'm a hoofer at heart. I kick it old school. I'm a dancer.
I can't get with this, and I can't get with that. Seth.
Annie Hall.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. His first.
His now first.
I
his
see
first.
The headlights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, Dwayne. I'm due back at the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Sure, I can remember every fucking scene he's ever done, but I can't remember the name of the movie.
I think the movie you were trying to think of was something like Old Guys.
Old, yeah.
Wasn't it?
You know,
like,
you
the
know,
old gang.
Hey, you know we're still playing the game, right?
Next go-around.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
the game is still going on. Yeah. Josh is about to name the movie. Probably going to say Old Guys.
The Waking Dead. The Waking Dead.
The
it was
Waking
a,
Dead.
Not a really well-known...
Well, it was about it was Wake,
a,
right?
Yeah. It was a play in New York that he was in.
I can't believe he felt... he's writing that down.
I will say this. I didn't know if it was a movie. I did see the play version that he did. But I don't know if it was ever a film.
You're upset.
Did you just make that up? Did you know if there was a movie? Or did you just make that up?
It's your turn.
Did you make that up?
It's your turn.
I feel like you made that up.
What do you mean?
There was never a movie version.
Everybody could look it up.
It was just theater.
Everybody could look it up.
There was just a play, but not a movie.
Don't. Look, it's your turn. And just. Come on, Seth.
I believe he was in Pennies from Heaven doing a dance number.
Yes, yes.
Take that, Pice. What other plays has Christopher Walken been in?
A Behanding in Spokane.
Yes, exactly right.
With your pal Sam Rockwell.
Yep.
Yeah, brilliant.
The Thrill Seekers.
By the way, I just thought of seven films he's in.
What's that?
Okay, I give it to Seth Herzog. He's the winner.
Okay, Seth wins.
Wait.
Yeah.
Communion.
Communion.
I kept trying to remember.
Oh, Communion.
Was it one of
the
boys?
That's the movie where he's probed.
Yes.
I was trying to remember that one.
Yeah. Speaking of up my ass, Communion. What was
the Dead Zone?
I mean, there's just...
Dead Zone, right. Dead Zone. That was the one.
One of the boys? What was the name of the one with the old... Stand up, guys. Stand up, guys.
Yeah. stand-up.
Yeah, why would I remember stand-up? Because I'm sitting down.
I love it.
That's why you play this game, right?
I can't tell what
right?
anybody is saying.
Do you play this game, Doug, so that you can torture the audience while they sit there stewing and all the correct
it's
answers?
It's so much fun knowing an answer. Everyone's most of the time, when we did the Coen Brothers, we named every single one of their movies.
Because they've done 16.
Well, that's all sort of memorable.
That's a good point.
They're all crazy memorable. He's done 116, and you can't remember any of them. Yeah. Unless you're seated out there.
Well, now that I know,
it's really easy.
Maybe next time you're on, we'll do Woody Allen. That'd probably be easier, right, for you, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
This should have technically been the easiest thing I've ever done.
If you did Kevin Pollak, he would get 6 of them.
Because only 6 are good.
Dude, were there any like straight-to-video follow-ups on Willow?
Just had his 25th anniversary Blu-ray.
Yeah,
you
but
son
you know
of
what
a
I
bitch.
Mean? Why didn't you guys make a you know a brownie movie?
Let me
or
just
something?
Make 17 people happy. This way, no, this way.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, these people—they all they watch is Hook and Willow.
Often I get recognized from that role with the rat hat and the, yeah.
What if, what would it sound like if Christopher Walken was in Willow?
This way. No, this way. Same exact performance.
That's pretty similar. Well, you mentioned it. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Worst. That's why you're on the trivia team and I'm not.
What are you you're talking to people in the audience now? But
yeah.
My
their,
better half.
Her trivia team?
The one with the memory. Wayne's World 2. World we're in the movie together. Fuck, I'm in a movie with...
Wow.
That is the single most pathetic thing that's ever happened on this show. That's beautiful. 1 degree, suck it. Kevin Bacon's a pussy. Why do you need 6 degrees, you loser?
You gonna be all right?
Yeah. I'm only angry at him in the voice of Christopher Walken. I'm fine with
well,
him as
good,
myself.
That's a good way to vent.
Yeah,
just,
right?
You're
yeah.
just walking angry.
Just lose it.
I like it.
Yeah.
So Seth won that last game, so we'll let Seth
we did
go
it.
First.
We did it, guys. Oh, man. Thanks for that cheer that was forced.
Could you pass this over to Josh since he hasn't been on the show? Oh, I got a little water on it.
Thanks for wiping.
Can you hold my head?
I'll hold your head.
There you go. Oh, yeah. That's the how to play this game that we're about to play.
Jesus.
And you're going to go fourth.
Do you have this in
first...
any smaller print?
No, it's all in one.
Okay, the Leonard, you want me to read this from now?
No, no, just you can read it to yourself or you can consult it during the game.
The game
if
is
you like.
In the silence.
Kind of a loud reader.
With actors.
And, you know who could read that is my character from Willow. It's very, very small. It's very, very tiny. It's tiny.
How does Christopher Walken read?
One letter at a time, you prick. Look at that. It's ridiculous. It's not even a... Those aren't even
But
words.
It wasn't like... Didn't wasn't like a
okay,
sign
got it.
When George Lucas was like, let's take two comedians and make them tiny and call them brownies.
So yes.
Wasn't that probably the moment that maybe, oh, this guy's not going to do good work anymore?
Yes. Yes.
This guy's off his rocker.
This movie needs a C-3PO and R2-D2, and they... That's what that was.
Yeah.
I think.
I love
what
it.
What do I know?
Don't tap on
the novel was
the
fantastic.
Head. Don't tap on it.
Was it really?
Nope.
You're so good at bluffing. We should mention Hollywood Poker, right?
Okay, yeah, sure, please.
We got a big event coming up.
Go to
in,
Hollywood
in
Poker.
Los
There's
Angeles.
A live event. Yeah, it's September 28th, but it's online. It's a freemium site. You've had it with... Farmville and Cityville. Try Hollywood Poker. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
play
fun.
With celebrities.
I was playing with Michael.
Doug and I play in tournaments every Tuesday and Saturday.
I was playing with Michael Vartan the other day.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
That brought them to their knees when you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they went crazy.
Yeah,
I was trying. I was trying to think of good alias jokes to make, you know. And instead, I just kept my yap shut.
So you play with them online?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be like it's like my face, like, and you know, it says my name under it, and you like play with me, and the whole time I've got that same look on my face. So you can't figure me out.
It's also a
you don't know what stupid move.
It's also
I'm
a live
making.
Chat room at every table, so you can yell at the celebrity. You're a horrible player.
Yeah. Right.
Doug, why wouldn't you move your face? That kind of thing.
I can't believe that that's what you're recommending about the site. Come on there and yell shit at us. Yeah. Yeah. Yell at a celebrity.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So we'll let Seth pick the first category.
All right.
And he gets to choose between the lovely and talented Michelle Williams is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh.
Yeah. So the films of that lady.
Hubba, hubba.
Yeah, she's all right. She's okay. Will Smith loves pussy.
Question mark?
That, of course, is movies where Will Smith saves a cat. Yep, it's happened more than once. And
I love
it's
it.
Like, it's like Tom Hanks peeing. And then your third choice is Inconceivable.
Oh, Wally Shawn.
Wally Shawn stuff?
Which is movies that have infertile women in them.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Who doesn't like a good old switcheroo?
Those are always comedies. I'm going to go with Will Smith Loves Pussy.
Question mark.
A lot of other people seem to like it, too.
It's just fun to say for some reason.
It is. Like, whether it's true or not. What am I saying? Am I saying something that I know?
Thank you, Seth.
Seth, this movie gets 3 stars from Mr. Moulton. The year is 1998. He calls it, he found a reason to use the word Cracker Jack. As to describe something, this means it's kind of nutty, I guess. And then he says that the movie never takes a breath. And Jason Robards appears in this movie unbilled. Yeah, so as usual, Josh, the clues are not helpful at all. And then I'm going to tell you how many actors Leonard lists at the bottom of the review. And it's quite a few for this one. It's 19 names, and like I said, it's from 1998. How many names, reading from the bottom up, do you think it will take you to discern the title of this movie, Seth Herzog?
I'm going to say the Zog, very good.
You're taking the whole 19?
No, I could probably do it in
I would have thought the guy who brought the dildo would have taken the whole 19.
I'm not saying I can't take the whole 19. I don't need it, but I can take it.
And I know what you guys are really saying is you enjoyed the whole 9 yards.
Another movie.
Was Christopher Walken in that?
I'm going to go with 10 names.
I like that movie
from the
lot,
bottom
though.
Up.
Okay, 10, he says. Kevin?
9.
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Challenge.
To Kevin?
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's going to get 9 names. All right, so you don't have to do nothing now, Josh.
But perfect.
You'll be up first in the next round, though. Your 9 names, Kevin, are Jack Black, Bodhi Pine Elfman. Pine? Why is that in there? And it's Bodhi, right? Bodhi? Jamie Kennedy, Dan Butler, James LeGros, the aforementioned Gabriel Byrne, Jason Lee.
So everyone.
How many you get? 9? Scott Kahn and Jake Busey.
This was a good challenge.
Wow.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Are all those people really in one movie?
Yeah.
And those are the people who have smaller parts.
Yeah. You
that's the bottom of the 19.
The list goes crazy.
Right? That's not the top of the 19.
Wait till I tell you more names after you don't think of it.
Yeah. So that starts at 19 and works its way up. That's the bottom 8. Mm-hmm.
Bottom 9, I think you got.
9. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. Well, I had them all until you said Gabriel Byrne, and then... Jeez, I'm in trouble. Oh, man. Can I phone a friend?
Can't. Your girlfriend cannot help you. Hey, it was a nice try.
Yeah. 1990 what?
Smart bid.
1998.
Oh, just name a Will Smith movie from around that time.
Yeah, exactly.
You might get lucky.
I might.
Yeah.
Bad Boys.
Just any movie
Bad
that
Boys.
Will Smith
Bad
is
Boys?
In.
I'll be over here if you need me.
The actual title of the film is Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also stars Ian Hart, Barry Pepper, Lauren Dean, Tom Sizemore, Stuart Wilson, Regina King, Lisa Bonet, John Voight, Gene Hackman, and Will Smith. Like, that's a crazy great cast.
Now
that's
I know why I never saw that film. So I would have this moment of utter embarrassment.
It's all making sense.
Should I go see it and someday be a hero? No, I don't think so.
It's a great movie.
You've really never seen it?
Who said it's a great movie?
I think it's a great movie.
I like it. I like it.
Great?
Three stars from
really good or great?
I think it's great.
Wow.
Megan Neuringer says Enemy of the State is a great movie. Thrilling.
Leonard Maltin said 3 stars.
And a Cracker Jack.
I think it was kind of, for me, it was when Tony Scott started to get cutting too fast disease. Like, it was just too
and,
flashy.
And long lens, long 100-millimeter lens.
Michael Bay sucked at the teat of Enemy of the State.
Yes.
And then went on to do what he's doing. But anyway, that means Megan's got a point. You're on the ball.
Yeah, Megan. Yeah.
It's always fun to have a little post-round discussion about the film. And I'm also delighted to say that that was from Hip Check 11, that category, and it is now going to be retired because people have not chosen it for months.
How could you not choose Will Smith Likes Pussy?
Well, because, you can't think of the specific movie that would be.
Oh, yeah.
And so then you don't want to pick it because why put yourself in that position? You know,
is that in fact what people remember about Enemy of the State, that great film?
Where Will saved the cat. It's that the movie where Will saves the cat.
The cat.
That's how I think of it.
I'm just guessing he saves a cat in it, by the way.
You don't know for a fact he saves a cat in it.
No, people told me that he saves a cat in it. And by people, I mean somebody that wrote on a Wikipedia page. I mean, the whole movie is about saving a cat. The cat is the enemy of the state.
Right.
Of the title.
The cat is named the state.
The cat
in the
has
movie.
Government secrets in its belly.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone wants it.
Yeah. And he has to save it.
You were an enema of the state, right?
Yes.
I saw that.
Do I need a Sherpa to get to the end of this bit?
Oh, yes. We need to find it. We need help finding it. Okay, so that means that Josh gets to go first this time, and then I'll come right back at you, Megan, so be ready. And Josh gets to pick a category. Would you like Not Without My Daughter? That's Woody Allen movies from 1992 or later. Sausage Fest, that's movies where no women are listed by Leonard Maltin in the cast. Or Womb Raider, and that's films where John Voight has sex.
I'm going to have to go with number one.
Which
films
was?
Films Without My Daughter.
Woody Allen films, okay.
Yeah, Woody Allen films.
Yeah, from 92 or later. This particular one was 94. If you're a real big Woody Allen fan, you may be able to narrow it down right away and then bid like zero names because you might just know what you think it is. 3 stars...
94? Because he's only done 37 movies since then.
Yeah, but 94 was the exact year. He makes one a year. Delightful, Leonard calls it. There's some Oscar winning went along with this movie. And
I'm sorry, there was some Oscar winning?
And he also says, yes, yeah, somebody involved won an Oscar. And he also says that it all seems stunningly real, according to Leonard. A Woody Allen movie that seems stunningly real. So that takes out all the ones that took place in space.
And just a quick question, because I haven't played this before. Am I allowed to make up names for this as well?
No, that's
okay,
not
sorry.
Part
yeah.
of it. And he lists 13 names. So, Josh, the wisest opening bid would be 13 names, because then you get to hear all of them if Megan were to challenge you.
Right.
But she's crazy that way.
I'm going to say 9.
Oh, here we go.
Don't challenge me.
I'm going to say 2.
Oh.
Kevin, what are you going to do with that?
Oh, I think we all know what I'm going to do.
We do?
Challenge.
All right, now stop this. You have to say...
Of course she knows it. Yeah. Of course she knows it, but I don't, so I have no choice.
Name that movie, not challenge. This isn't French.
Top 2.
Bottom 2.
I mean, bottom 2.
Yeah, of course.
That's the fun part.
Of course, yeah. So he says, name it, Megan. And so your two names are Stacy Nelkin and Harvey Fierstein. And the movie is called...
Celebrity.
Oh, Bullets Over Broadway. Yeah.
A stunning failure.
That's the one where John Cusack held a boombox over his head. And
No.
And Diane Wiest, she was dating a vampire.
Oh, stunningly real. It wouldn't be a fake documentary.
Yeah, the vampire won a
Mira
Oscar.
Sorvino was your Oscar winner, by the way, for that film.
Except for the fact that she was in Mighty Aphrodite and Bullets Over
That's
Broadway.
That's right.
It was Diane Wiest.
No, she won for both.
Diane Wiest was amazing in Bullets Over Broadway.
Yeah. She was. She wasn't as amazing as Mira Sorvino.
Rest in peace, Diane Wiest.
She's not dead.
She's not dead.
That's terrible.
She lives on the Upper West Side. Which is true. It's real.
Did I hear a solitary boo? Boo.
Accepted.
That was. I thought that was solid. All right. So who got the point for that little skirmish?
Kevin.
Kevin with his challenge.
Also won an Oscar.
Been nominated?
I don't know anyone who won an Oscar, as it turns out.
What do you mean you don't know anyone? You must.
It's a joke.
Oh. Yeah, you work with them. You lift them up to Oscar nomination status. They're not doing...
Actually, in
you
my...
can't handle the truth wasn't said in an empty room.
Yeah, that's true.
It was said you were in earshot. He was talking to you as well as part of the team of defense, the defense team.
Have you ever been thanked in a speech?
I yell at the, who was 26 years old, Chris McCrory.
Yeah.
Another Josh Charles friend.
Dated my sister, whatever.
When he won for Usuals. Wow.
Yeah,
what?
It's real. Chris went out with my sister right when you were making the film.
What happened?
Enough that they ended it very quickly. Oh, so yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he put it in the wrong place.
Yeah, he put it in the wrong place.
Tried to fuck her elbow and it was over.
No, but lines that are quoted back to me by fans of that movie are ones that I improvise, but he has the Oscar. And I told him to drop it at my house 1 out of 52 weeks a year, but he won't do it. That's as close as I ever got.
Was it your idea for, even in a courtroom drama, for Tom Cruise to have a reason to run in the rain?
Yes. I said, come on, it's D.C. It's
guy's like, I need a running scene in everything. All right, so since Megan challenged Kevin, that means that we're going to start.
I challenged her. She was incorrect.
Oh, you challenged her.
I got the point.
So we're going to start with Seth and go to you again.
Yeah.
And Seth gets to choose between Quill Bill That's Shakespeare movies.
Nice!
Very good.
Yeah.
That I like. As a title, I mean.
Lucky Number 7 is a movie where one actor played the same role at least 7 times. And Fantastic Mr. Joe, that was Adam underscore Mo, that last one. And Fantastic Mr. Joe suggested, I know what you did last. And that's movies, it was the person's last performance in a film. Yes.
Wow.
Before
they die?
Before
they
leaving die. Us. Or maybe they just quit like Gene Hack.
You can't say that in a theater.
Because he just stopped making movies.
Yeah.
But he's still alive.
Or did he? Challenge.
I wish he didn't. I wish he didn't stop, and I wish his last movie wasn't Welcome to Mooseport.
I argue his performance in The Royal Tenenbaums is one of the greatest comedic performances of the last 25 years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite performances by anybody ever in anything. Yeah. I can just watch him as that character.
Yeah. What's up, Coltrane?
God damn it.
So good.
So
we got Shakespeare. What was the second one again?
Oh, you're interested in playing this game?
Yeah. Sorry.
I wanted to talk about that for an hour. I know you did last Lucky 7 right. and Quill
Lucky
Bill.
Lucky 7. I'm going to try the Shakespeare thing. Quill Bill.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. Give it up for being brave. I'm in the room.
Give it up for theater camp.
Sarah Bareilles is really proud of all you guys for being so brave. Would you like a Shakespeare movie from 1968 or 1996?
96.
Yeah, keep it recent. Recenter. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls this an unexpurgated barred workout.
Because he wanted no one to understand.
Put on your gym clothes and watch this movie.
What else did he say?
He says that some of the performances in the movie are extremely variable. Suddenly he's talking about the weather.
These aren't things.
Concentrate on the movie, old man. I'd say that to his face. Worse has been said to his face. He says the movie is, it's a movie of moments and mixed blessings. But 3 stars, so you know, must like some of it. And he names 19 names?
That's the magic number right there.
18. Let's go with 18.
That gives it away.
It's 18.
Name it in... 6 cast members.
Okay.
Yeah, that was sexy.
Kevin Pollak.
What?
Aren't you next? You're next, right?
Well, once again, I believe he knows what it is. So if I say 5, we all know what Megan's going to say. And then I'm screwed. So, even though you know what it is, I'll let you be smart.
Oh.
I'll have to challenge because I have no...
You won't even give it a shot?
I mean...
You really don't want,
I don't want Seth to have a point because I have a point?
You don't want Megan to get the point, so this is a good strategy.
Just trying to...
Shutting it down.
Oh. Trying to block... Well, just
she
Megan's happiness in general, not just...
Yeah.
The game. Challenge.
Challenge me.
Challenge. Challenge.
You're challenging me.
I'm challenging.
You're challenging me.
I am. Even though I think I know what it is.
You think you know what it is. Well, you should guess.
I do.
You need
I can't
to
guess.
Say, you
who
need to say,
who gets points if I guess?
You get a point if you guess.
Right. You get
if I'm wrong.
Say name
no,
that
no
movie.
No one does.
Name that movie.
Name that movie.
Name that movie.
Name
that movie.
No,
you name that movie.
He's saying it to you.
I want to name it.
If I'm wrong and I guess, does Megan get the point?
Only if I challenge. What if I want to name it? What if I keep it going and then he
what if we all want to name it? Let's all name it right now.
What are you
One,
talking about?
1, 2, 3.
Seth said...
He
said 9 names.
6.
I said 9, then he...
Six.
Then
you said you're down.
6.
Six.
Seth said 3 names. Seth said 6 names, and Kevin said name it. So he's just going to hear the names and name it. I don't know why you guys think are trying to make it more complicated.
Because it's a very simple game.
Yeah.
So you do the six, and I'll guess.
See, that was sarcasm. All right, here's your six names.
Okay.
Rowena King, John Mills, John Gielgud, Nicholas Farrell, Richard Attenborough.
Hacks. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Robin Williams.
What is it, the ice cream? What is the thing he refers to five
Robin
times?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
That's your six names.
Robin Williams.
We spared no expense. How many times does he say that in the movie? Richard Attenborough in Jurassic Park. We spared no expense.
Four times.
I think five is the correct answer.
No, it was four.
All right.
Challenge.
He definitely says it when that one guy gets eaten by a dinosaur off of the shitter.
We spared no expense. Off the shitter, did you say?
You'd think they'd have dinosaur-proof roofs on the outhouses.
The first thing you do, by the way, is protect the outhouse.
Yeah.
From a dinosaur bite.
Seth has gone into a coma.
Hey, you know what? I bet you if you name something written by Shakespeare, it might be the right answer.
Well, I'm trying to think of which is the right one. I know it's a comedy. I'm going to say As You Like It.
I'm going to say it's not a comedy.
I was going to say Romeo and Juliet.
And that's why it was, what did he say, erratic or something?
Yeah.
Or the variables? Extremely variable because, yeah, Robin Williams was in there trying to be humorous.
Midsummer's
Jack
Night.
Lemmon appears in it. And Charlton Heston, he's like,
what?
He's like, guns! And Gerard Depardieu and Kenneth Branagh plays Hamlet in Hamlet.
Shakespeare wrote that?
Who got a point?
Shakespeare, yes.
Who got the point, Doug?
Wrote Hamlet. That would be you. Kevin Pollak has a point.
Wow.
That was another one of those deadly categories that nobody ever wants to pick. We still have that movie.
But they're so entertaining.
We still have that movie from 1968, so that's exciting.
We need to put on record that Kevin...
Shut up there! Shut up on the balcony about Romeo and Juliet.
Did it also come out in 96? Is that why you're yelling?
That would
it
did, be,
right?
Wouldn't yeah. that be fun
That's
to
why
just...
I thought it was Romeo and Juliet.
Wouldn't it be fun to just you know,
DiCaprio.
Go out to a show like this and stop talking to the wife?
I gave her
an upgrade. Why don't you propose to her right here on the show?
Already did, sir. Sorry.
Oh, what'd she say?
How'd that work
she
out?
She said, whatever. No, I think she said you're doing it wrong. Something like that.
Well, because it was probably on a podcast with a smaller audience.
Zing!
Okay, so who was the challenger on that one? You challenged, so that means... And
I took the point, so...
You challenged Seth, right?
Yeah.
So we'll start with Megan and go to... Who got 2 points?
Kevin.
Kevin Pollak is our winner!
Yeah! The bow.
Hey... You at home, guess what he's doing now? You'll never guess. Nope.
Tell.
You got it.
Tell us what he's won.
I can't believe I missed that. You know, the other title I was thinking about giving this show was Tight Ship. Because I fucking run one. Yeah. It is. I don't know about you guys, because I think Megan might be the only one who's done this show here before, maybe.
Yeah.
But you guys are always so great and so much fun to do this for, and I really appreciate you coming out. And we slashed away at the Ticketmaster fees to keep the price down, and as long as you guys keep coming, I'm going to keep doing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can't make it out to Yonkers tomorrow night, don't, like, feel guilty or anything. Like don't be like, oh, he gives me hours of free entertainment and I won't take a hellish ride to another borough. What? Oh, don't cry inside or outside. Just drink a lot of water. let's figure out if you guys do you have shitheads written on the backs of your name tags? And we got to give the prizes to who Kevin was playing for, which is Gary. So, Gary, come get your stuff.
Yay, Gary, you're welcome. Congratulations. Spend less time with men named Gary now. Oh, yeah. Oh,
he gets the dildo.
I do have an option for you. I have a wonderful option, if I may, other than the barbecue sauce. You could have a trading card from Gremlins. Right?
Ooh.
Look how much excitement went with that. Indiana Jones. Right? Or E.T. Hey, give me back the fucking barbecue
sauce. You
can
only pick one, Kevin?
You only want what? Indiana Jones? Gremlins.
There's six of them in there.
There you go. Congratulations. I was not in that film.
And, dude, don't go back to your seat yet. We got one more thing for you that you have to just lug around for the rest of... Were you taking a subway?
Stop.
Subway and a bus.
Subway and a bus.
It's going to be perfect.
Where do you live, Yonkers? The Bronx.
Well, the people with the most stuff on the bus win. You know, if you have a lot of stuff, it aggravates everyone. They're like, wow, that guy's got stuff.
Here, brother. I don't really want
and
this.
And don't roll this up.
That's a signed poster of a movie that you will see.
Yeah.
No offense.
I mean, look at Josh right there on the poster with some hot ladies. It's a movie about a woman who doesn't want to touch anyone, I think. That's why it's called Touchy Feely. And somebody yelling in the balcony. Is that Rosemary DeWitt in the balcony?
Or is it Ellen Page?
Ellen Page is a balcony yeller for sure. She'll just yell shit out from a balcony.
Yeah, that's so clever.
She's out of control. Who else wants a poster? We got some extra ones.
You're going to hang that up.
You guys should talk.
So what happened was Doug went into the audience with posters and people hurt themselves. In order to get a poster...
There's a fight breaking out in the audience. It's very awkward.
And Josh was kind enough to sign them Dear eBay. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you for your $9.
That's a lesson in life. If you want some, just run up and grab it.
Yeah.
I have a question. If I would bring food as gifts, like a McDonald's like meal, would you like that more than like inanimate swag? Would that be good, like a burger? Would
yeah.
you eat like pizza?
If we had like
me?
A turkey club, would that
would
be a
guys
good gift?
Eat that?
Yeah.
I always want to bring food, and then I'm like, they'll think it's gross. McChicken?
Yeah. I do.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So you'd eat the food.
What do you got coming up, Megan, that people can look for?
I just did a movie, a comedy called How to Be a Man, and it was made for like iTunes and Netflix, but it's seeking theatrical distribution. You know how hard it is, guys.
Oh,
73
yeah.
movies.
Yeah. Oh,
Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, How to Be a Man, very funny. Very funny. So that's coming out eventually.
And thank you, Megan Neuringer, for being here. And Josh Pice, star of Touchy Feely in one theater here in New York now and one in L.A. next Friday and then hopefully lots of places and
Absolutely.
VOD and on demand.
And also Ray Donovan.
Tremendous.
Oh,
yeah.
So good on Ray Donovan.
Now you tell us.
So good.
That's awesome. Hey, guy in the balcony, Ray Donovan.
Yes, if you hear something, repeat it. Very good. Very
you
good.
Do you have scenes with John Voight?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
We have. But I hung out with John Voight.
He's crazy, right?
He is crazy.
Yeah.
He's amazing on the show.
I say that standing here holding a severed head. That guy's crazy. What are you guys doing later? Whose head is it? Here, let me. Anyway. I'm gonna give it back to you now because if I leave it here on the stage, the security probably won't let you come up and get it.
Thanks for the head.
What a creep.
Good.
It's a solid bit.
Subtle?
Subtle, very subtle.
Did I do it too many times?
No. Three is good.
Okay.
Seth, what do you got to plug?
Continuing to do sketches on the Fallon Show, and Jimmy and I are doing some shows October 14th, 15th, and 16th in Atlanta, St. Louis, and Tampa.
Hey,
live comedy show.
And the Sweet Show.
And the Sweet, but that's... We're doing the 9-year anniversary show at Webster Hall on Wednesday night, if you guys want to come
Sweet
to that.
Sweet is awesome.
And then every Tuesday at the Slipper Room in New York City.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
The Zog, everybody. The Zog.
Yeah.
Two people clapping.
And
what's that?
Somebody will take Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson, yeah, that's a guy. Very good. Not around anymore. Aww, hugs.
I love you.
He mostly loves me. Let's get this clear, but thank you very much.
He loves alcohol.
He's been drinking, right? You drinking a lot tonight?
Not enough to know.
Yeah. That's a great response. You've been drinking tonight? Not enough to know. Got to drink some more to figure that one out.
Oh, Lord.
Well, good job, man. Good job holding it together until there's like only 3 minutes left. We wouldn't be able to take that shit through the whole show. We'd be up there yelling answers. True Grit! There he goes. Kevin Pollak, he yells some more.
Yeah. Gathering steam for Misery Loves Comedy. I have a movie coming out called Grace Unplugged, and then a Christmas movie coming out that I just changed the title of again, and I can't remember it. But I have one thing to say to the last gentleman who spoke. May a diseased camel drop caca on your couscous.
Nixon.
Thank you. Okay, drunk man. You're welcome. You're welcome for the entertainment. You're not going to remember it. Well, you can listen to it. He's going to be like, I can't wait to hear that show I was blackout drunk during. Thank you to all of my guests. Let's hear it for all of them. Megan Neuringer, Josh Pice. The Zog, Herzog, Kevin Pollak, and as always, Miley Cyrus is a shithead. Kevin Bacon is a shithead. And the New York Rangers are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There.